This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A Sudanese judge today formally indicted the ousted president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, on charges of corruption and the illegal possession of foreign currency. Reuters is reporting that al-Bashir told the court in Khartoum he had received $25 million from Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, but that he had not used the money for private purposes. The International Criminal Court has already charged the 75-year-old al-Bashir with war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide for his actions during the long-running war in Sudan's Darfur region. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Dorian has strengthened into a Category 4 storm and calls it extremely dangerous. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is monitoring the situation. He's declared a state of emergency in Florida, which could be hard hit in the days ahead.
Hurricane is roaring and it could be a big one. We're hoping that it maybe makes a right and goes up north, but that's about a 5% chance. It's not looking good.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says because Dorian is moving slowly, that is anything but good news.
The longer you keep this around, the more rain that we get, the more time you had this onshore flow to push the water in. And it's also a situation that you keep the wind, and that's more rain. So if you have all that wind over all that rain and you saturate the soil, that means the trees down. We have more time for the damage.
Forecasters say Dorian is packing sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour as it churns toward the Bahamas and Florida's east coast. Ford is recalling more than 500,000 trucks and SUVs in North America because seatbacks might not properly restrain people in a crash. The company says the trucks might be missing a third lever needed for seat strength, increasing the risk of injury in a crash. Ford says dealers would inspect seat structures and replace them if needed. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas and blue-dyed water at pro-democracy protesters. Authorities had banned today's rally in China's semi-autonomous territory after last week's violent clashes, but demonstrators took to the streets outside Parliament anyway. Friday, Hong Kong police rounded up more than two dozen activists. Student leaders Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow were charged with violating various public disorder laws in connection with the June 21st siege of police headquarters. Three Hong Kong lawmakers were also arrested. Joshua Wong is voicing defiance. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has a report.
Hong Kong authorities charged two pro-democracy activists on Friday for organizing an illegal protest as they try to clamp down on unrest that has rocked the territory. Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow were released on bail.
Even I've been jailed for three times, and I need to face a trial on 8th of November, which means 3 months later. But we still keep on our fight. We shall not surrender. And I urge international communities to send a clear message to President Xi. Sending troops or using emergency ordinance is not the way out.
Wong led the pro-democracy umbrella movement 5 years ago, and his is the most high-profile arrest since protests renewed in June.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder in Hong Kong. A worsening drought is pushing parts of eastern Australia toward what some are calling a fish Armageddon. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
With not much rain on the horizon as well as record low river levels, there are fears eastern Australia will witness more fish dying at a higher rate than last summer. A million fish died at Menindee when a sudden drop in temperature caused algae to die. As the algae decomposed, oxygen was sucked out of the river, suffocating marine life. Farmers and conservationists accused the state government of allowing cotton growers to drain too much water from the Murray-Darling River Basin, one of Australia's key waterways. Officials, though, blamed a worsening drought. They've announced a multi-million dollar fish rescue plan to help avert an ecological disaster.
That was Phil Mercer reporting for VOA from Sydney. Comedy actress Valerie Harper, who played Rhoda Morgenstern on back-to-back U.S. TV sitcoms in the 1970s, has died. She was 80. Harper was a breakout star playing the lovable sidekick on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, then as the lead in the spin-off series Rhoda. Valerie Harper dead at 80. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to our website, voanews.com. You can also use the VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.